It is 13 minutes past the hour of 4 o'clock. A very good afternoon to you. You were just listening to sounds of Phil Collins on a song titled A Groovy Kind of Love. It is the 2nd of November 2025, the 11th month in the year 2025. So we only have one more month to go, right? And we will say goodbye to the year 2025. And as I have been saying, you know, the year 2025 really did not come and overstay. It came, did what is needed, was needed or is needed of it. And then it is about to say goodbye. So that's really amazing to see. I don't know if there's anybody out there who actually, feels like 2025 really took time to finish or to, you know, come to the end. I don't think so. If anything, most that I have seen coming from individuals, like from different countries, different parts of the world, you know, they have been saying that the year 2025 really is not here to play. It's actually on the move. It wants to go. So yeah, it is a new month. So happy new month to each one of you listening on this beautiful Sunday afternoon. And I hope it is a great month, right? We all have plans as human beings. So my hope for you is that all the plans you have outlined for the month of November, they do come to fruition. Yes, we are speaking English here. Fruition. If you don't know what that word means, then try to go and find out what fruition means. So yeah, and also just allow me to wish those who are born today a happy birthday. It is a special day that only comes once in a year. So do make the most out of it. Celebrate with your friends, celebrate with your loved ones, those around you. It doesn't matter that it fell on a Sunday. You know, other people, they usually feel like, it's on a Sunday. So what am I going to do? What am I supposed to do? But, in fact, you can actually still celebrate the day because only comes once in a year. Until next year again, that's when you will get, to be told happy birthday or to be shown the love that you only get to receive or see on your birthday. So I had a quite interesting Saturday night, me, myself, and I, and my friends. It was a quite interesting, and I'll just share with you a bit of it, how it went. But before I do that, let me just thank Tatena Lavanda for keeping you guys company from 1 o'clock right up until this hour of four o'clock, where I do take over and be with you until the hour of 6 o'clock late this afternoon. So yesterday I had quite a night, my beautiful listeners. Let me tell you all about it before we get to today's show, because there is no way I am not going to gist you on what I was up to last night. Definitely up to good. It was up to good. That's for sure. That I can guarantee you, I did not do anything wrong. Apart from the experience that I, you know, got to experience last night, that's what I want to share with you. So for those who are aware or who have seen, you know, the sharing of this particular night, last night was Zambezi Night. Zambezi Night is an annual event that happens or takes place right here in the city. And it is self-explanatory, Zambezi Night, right? So if you are from Zambezi or somehow you have a link of being from Zambezi, you usually find yourself at this particular event. And this year, I was also, I don't know which way to perfectly describe what made me to, you know, find myself at this particular night or this particular event, right? But I would say it's the artist that was invited to perform There was a Zambian artist that was invited to come and perform. And this Zambian artist is one of the Zambian artists that I really, really love. You know, I love their work. I love their art. So when I saw that he was coming to perform, I was like, why not? Because I am not a person who attends, concerts, you know, performances and all that. I don't do that, to be honest. But then I was like, okay, you have nothing to lose, ma'am. You might as well just go and experience, the night. You have nothing to lose at the end of the day. If you like it, maybe next time you will go again. And if you don't like it, then that's it. You don't have to go. You can just continue, attending via other people's updates as you have been, because usually what I do is just hope that somebody in my contacts, they will update us who are home, us who are not attending a particular event. And, this is how I've actually been attending in, you know, these social events via updates from people who attend in my contacts. So I always, if there's an event happening or a performance that is taking place somewhere, I always hope that somebody will attend from my contacts and they will share this with us so we can be able to attend in absentia. So last night, we went. Yo, my goodness. It was nice, to be honest, except for that I got too exhausted from standing, because the whole entire time you are standing and it's hours and hours of just standing, a lineup of artists, you know, coming through and performing. It's nice, but yo, I do not remember when last was I on my feet like that. I honestly do not recall, but last night, yo. I got home. So the invited performer, the one from Zambia, the one that I like, the one that made me go to this thing, only performed around about, I think 2 a.m. Yes, 2 a.m. And the performance went on until 3 a.m. I think to 3 a.m. So we only got to leave the venue around, 3. Yes, past 3. That's when we got to leave the venue. So you can just imagine from 10 p.m. right up until, let me just say to 3. How many hours are those? 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, 3. Round about 5 hours of just standing on your feet. Standing. So that was my night last night. You're my feet. I remember when I even got home. I got home just before 4 a.m. And I went straight in the shower because I was like, just go take a shower so you can fully rest and you don't have to wake up until it's time for you to go to work. And that's exactly what I did today. I did not do anything at all up until I was heading here to come and be with you guys on this beautiful Sunday afternoon. So my feet were pounding in the morning after I took a shower and I finally laid on the bed. Yo, I could hear them. Boom, 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 boom. Maybe they were asking me, Abigail, what did we do to you to put us through this? What did we do? Yeah, but it was really nice. I enjoyed it. It's those things that I don't do. So when I do things I don't do, they actually feel very nice. So I really enjoy, to be honest, except the exhaustion that my feet got to feel and experience. And also my knee. I've been having a knee issue for quite some time now. If I walk like on... How do you say this thing in English? So in my language, you would say, Hani zama ya foku pahama. Hani pahama. Haiva kudinsurikuno zama ya foku pahama ringwene rivutuku. So I think in English, I would translate it to say, if I am, you know, walking on a, not necessarily a hill, but if the distance is like going up, You know, I always experience knee issues or on stairs, up and down. I don't know what's going on. And last night, I think from the jumping and the dancing, I could also feel it like, ooh, ma'am. Yeah, maybe it's a sign of age. Remember, my birthday was just last month, and that age that I attained last month is not for kids. It's not a child's play. So yeah, that was all about my Saturday. Just a little recap on my Saturday night. I hope you also had a nice Saturday. And also, by the way, I was, you know, sober. There were no beverages that have a percentage of alcohol in it that was consumed. Only one, to be honest, only one when I got to the venue, and that was it. For the rest of the night, I can assure you that I was sober. Maybe this is why I was even feeling the exhaustion too much, because of that. 24 past the hour of 4. So today we really have an interesting conversation, and I hope you will enjoy it. I am looking forward to it. We also have a guest who will be joining me in this particular conversation. So before we get to the conversation and also to our guest, let me just, you know, remind you on why you need to download the Eagle FM app. So you need to download the Eagle FM app because, number one, you will be able to listen to us through the app. Mm-hmm. That's number one. As long as you have data or you have a Wi-Fi connection, you will be able to listen to us. Number two, it is a very convenient application, right? So you can be able to listen to us anywhere you are. You can be able to listen to us. Like I said, as long as you have Wi-Fi or data connection, you will be able to listen to us. And also, in a case where you have missed a particular show that aired, you were caught up, you were somewhere, you couldn't tune in, you will find this show under podcasts. Just for example, if you can't listen to the crossover right about now, you are busy watching football or soccer, I don't know what you are up to, but if you happen to miss the live broadcast of the crossover, you will be able to find it under podcasts. That is, you know, today is Sunday, so I would say latest tomorrow, you will be able to find it. So there is also a digital billboard on our Eagle FM app. If you go, or if you use the Eagle FM app, you will see that there are advertisements that are posted there. So this means if you own a business or you are looking to advertise something to an audience, we are your go-to. So all of that on one application, which is the Eagle FM app. So if you haven't yet installed it, do the right thing and download it. You can find it on the App Store for iOS users, and you can find it on Play Store for the Android users. It's under Omalite Technologies, so it is convenience. So it is now 26 past the hour of 4. Allow me to welcome you officially with the sounds of Allo Black with this fave of all time, I'm the Man. And on the other side, we will now get into today's conversation, what we are talking about right before we get hold of our guest. Do not go away. Do not change the dial. It is Eagle FM, your number one, or rather only, talk radio station in Namibia, probably in Africa.
Well, you can tell everybody, yeah, you can tell everybody, go ahead and tell everybody, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Yes, I am, yes, I am, yes, I am, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. I believe every lie that I ever told, paid for every heart that I ever stole, played my cards and I didn't fold, but it ain't that hard to make that soul. Somewhere I heard that life is a test, I've been through the worst but I still get my best, God made my mold different from the rest, then he broke that mold. Sun, hide my tail and turn it.
questions. I'll be the teacher, you could be the lesson. I'll be the preacher, you be the confession. I'll be the quick relief to all you stressing. It's a thin line between love and hate. Is you really real or is you really fake? I'm a soldier standing on my feet, no surrender.
You are now listening to the Gospel
Club. You can tell everybody. You can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Yes, I am, yes, I am, yes, I am. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man.
I'm the man. Go ahead and tell everybody what I'm saying, y'all.
Sons of Alo Black on this one titled The Men, bringing us exactly to 29 minutes to the hour of 5 o'clock. Is it only me or this time is rushing to get somewhere? It seems to be, you know, in a rush. I don't know where to. But yes, if you just tuned in, you are welcome. We are just about to get into today's conversation. What are we talking about today? So today we are going to talk about emotional spending. You know, it is a new month, of course. And most of us just got paid 2 days ago, on Friday to be specific. And some of us struggle with emotional spending. If not most of us, we do struggle with emotional spending. So this is our conversation for today. So maybe you just had a tough day. Your boss was demanding, you know, the traffic was a nightmare, and that little voice in your head whispers, you deserve a treat. Especially when we are going back to work tomorrow, right? Tomorrow is Monday. And then by the end of the day tomorrow, you realize that, ooh, my boss was too demanding today. And you also think about the traffic that was a nightmare. Especially here in the city, we all know that the traffic sometimes is just a nightmare. In the morning when you are going to work, the traffic is crazy. And also when you come back home, when you knock off, the traffic is also crazy. So all these experiences in one day, will create a little voice, or you will start hearing a little voice in your head that is going to whisper to you, ah, you deserve a treat, you know. 30 minutes later, you are hitting confirm order, on something you definitely did not need at all, right? So if this sounds familiar, welcome to the world of emotional spending. The sneaky habit that's draining your bank account one dopamine hit at a time. So today we are going to put the spotlight on the feelings that control our finances, most of us. So we are going to discuss this feeling, right? Because I am sure if it is not a habit for most of us, it is something that we experience once in a while. I do experience it once in a while. But for me, in most cases, is when I am happy or I am proud or I'm in a celebratory mode. I achieved something or I, you know, something that I had been planning or working on came to fruition. I don't know. This word is somehow today is just in my mind. I don't know. It's like something is just, you know, the word is just on my tongue, fruition. And I think we should listen to that song at some point in the show by The Dream, a very nice song that is titled Fruition. Yeah, so as I was saying, you know, so today we are going to talk about why this is a struggle for most of us, this habit of emotional spending. And my question to you who is listening out there is, what is your biggest emotional spending trigger? Because when you indulge in emotional spending, something triggers it, you know, something prompts the emotional spending, the emotion to spend, the emotion to want to get yourself something that you don't even need in that moment. So that is my question to you who is listening out there. What is your biggest emotional spending trigger? That is the conversation for today. So we are going to start off by looking at what is emotional spending. When we talk about emotional spending, what is emotional spending, right? So emotional spending is emotion-driven spending, driven by feelings rather than a rational assessment of one's needs, right? So emotional spending is emotion-driven spending that is driven by feelings rather than by a rational assessment of one's needs. So the intimate connection between our emotions and our financial decisions is a complex phenomenon. When we find ourselves in heightened emotional states of either happiness or sadness, our financial choices are often affected. So the emotional connection to money can manifest itself in a variety of ways, from impulse purchases to fear-driven investment decisions. So understanding and recognizing these dynamics is essential in order to effectively manage our emotional finances. So when we are listening to this explanation of what emotional spending is, in a nutshell, is that emotional spending is when you are buying because there is an emotion, there is a feeling that prompted you to do that action of purchasing. And it's not merely coming from the fact that you know very well that at home you need to buy meat today, or at home you need to buy these particular spices they are missing. But when you are emotionally spending, when you are emotionally purchasing, it's merely maybe because your day was very bad, and these emotions, they are now triggering you to go spend money on spices or on meat that you do not need at all. Or it can also be when you had a very awesome day, you are very happy, you achieved something, something good came out of the day, then you find yourself now heading to a store, buying yourself new shoes, new clothes that you do not need at all, right? So this explanation on emotional spending, it is an explanation that we are given by Mapfre.com. It is on Mapfre.com. If you'd like to also just go read it on your own, you can find it there. So there is an impact when it comes to personal finances. Emotions play an important role in our personal finances, right? So research has shown that a substantial percentage of unplanned spending arises from impulsive emotional responses. So this directly affects both our ability to save and our long-term financial stability. If you have spent emotionally, or if you are an emotional spender, You know what I'm talking about here. You know very well that when you spend emotionally, this directly affects your ability to save, because maybe the money you are spending in that particular moment is money that you were saving. Now, because you found yourself in an extremely good mood or in an extremely bad mood, now you take that money and then you go spend. So stress from impulse purchases can lead to adversity, you know. Debt arising from decisions that haven't been thought out can lead to a major financial burden and further exacerbating stress and negatively affecting a person's quality of life. So these are all impacts when it comes to your personal finances when you emotionally spend. So emotional spending encompasses a number of categories that reflect the complexity of the connection between our emotions and personal finances. So these might include purchases driven by euphoria, to spending generated by stress and anxiety. So such spending shows how our emotions can influence monetary decisions. So impulse purchases are a common form of emotional spending, and the search for immediate gratification will lead a person to acquire goods or services they do not really need. So stress-generated expenses may appear to provide temporary relief, although this is often at the expense of one's long-term financial position. I have seen it, to be honest. But for me, emotional spending does not usually happen if I'm in a bad state. If I'm anxious or I'm stressed, not necessarily. I have experienced emotional spending when I'm happy. Yes, when I'm happy, my goodness. Believe me, I will definitely spend. Even if that money is for something else, I know very well that that money is not mine. I am still going to spend that money. That's the problem. So it is 19 minutes. We will be with our guest for today shortly, just making an introduction of today's conversation, which is emotional spending. So now, you as an individual, how can you identify emotional spending, right? Realizing when spending is emotionally driven is the first step to managing it. So when you realize that you have an emotional spending problem, that is the first step that will now lead you to managing it. You could, you know, try something that is called a spending log. You keeping a spending log. Being aware of behavioral patterns and analyzing the reasons behind purchases. This can be actually useful in ways to make such an identification. So when you realize that you do have an emotional spending problem and what drives it, so this can be a first managing step in you now trying to manage your emotional spending. So we will get to this after our conversation with our guest for today on how you can identify your emotional spending so that you can try and, you know, tackle it or try to minimize it or try to bring it to an end. That is after our guest for today. So we will now go for a short break while I go fetch our guest for today. I will be with you shortly. Do not go away. And also, I posed a question to you as a listener who is tuned in out there at home. What is your biggest emotional spending trigger? Let's hear it. And let's also hear if you have tried to, you know, mitigate this issue. I have tried, that I can promise you, I have tried. I will share with you a bit more later on in the program.
Mm-hmm.
Tune in every Sunday from the hour of 4 to the hour of 6 on the crossover with me, Abigail, a show where we dive into timely topics that shape our lives every Sunday when we start off a new week.
Lipura nengeno wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe odite opoye ekukulile oshafa fana nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano hile koshiwana onongeshe faa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi inawa nune udo otukwetira o special angeta shake ngeshe faa omarudi dayo loka opone ushendife nawa nukumona oijamo ili nawa ninge pata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM onore tatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ile kumberewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu o mafilane Eagle FM the eye.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its staff.
And of course, I am back with our guest for today. It is now 5:45. 5 o'clock. Welcome, Weshi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Abigail?
I am good. You know, I have just called you by the name that I'm not sure if I'm supposed to use it on air.
Yeah, you can use it on air because I'm a digital content creator and that's the name I go by on my social media platforms. So you can also wait for the listeners just so maybe they can resonate.
Well, you know what I usually do on the show? I give the platform to the guests to introduce themselves. I believe that is justice for them because if I have to introduce you, I might not give justice to the introduction like the way you would. So please, if you could just introduce yourself to our listeners before we get into today's conversation.
Okay, good day everyone. My name is Josephine Mweshininga Kutandokwa, hence the name Mweshi that Abigail referred to me as. I'm a student. I'm a digital content creator. I do a bit of marketing, freelancing on the side. I'm also very much involved in politics and youth activism. Sorry, guys. So, yeah, in a nutshell, that's what I do. I have a YouTube channel. I edit. I don't know. Overall, I'm just not tech, a marketing or communications girl.
Well, thank you for joining us on this Sunday afternoon, Josephine. So today's conversation is emotional spending. And so far what we have discovered or what we have understood when it comes to emotional spending is that it is an emotion-driven spending. So basically, it's driven by feelings rather than a rational assessment of one's needs. I had a conversation with you in terms of emotional spending, and you expressed to me that you are an emotional spender, right?
I don't know about that,
but yes, let's hope she's not listening. So can you describe what a moment of emotional spending looks like for you?
An emotional spending moment usually happens when I've had a rough day. Or maybe I feel underappreciated, drained, like I just want to treat myself. Or on some days, let's say you passed a test that you were working towards on, or you passed an exam that you worked very hard for, or you bought something, or you bought an opportunity that you have been praying for. So emotional spending basically comes about when you, it's led by emotions, and it comes about when you feel, let's say you feel high or you feel low. You try to purchase something, let's say food, let's say a piece of clothing, or, I don't know, just an
anything
item that you really desire to make you feel better about the current situation that you're in.
So, what is the feeling?
I wonder what happened.
I wonder what happened there, but let me try to, you know, get hold of her again. Just bear with me. Apologies.
Lipura nengeno wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweku dite opoye ekukurile oshafafana nongeshefa ili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshuala onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi inawa nune ujo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshefa omarudi dayo loka opone ujendife nawa nukumona oijamo ili nawa ninge pata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM onore tatuimwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ile kumberewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu batatu o mafelane Eagle FM di ae.
Okay, we seem to have lost you there for a moment, but it's fine, we can continue. So I was asking you that, what is the feeling or situation that usually kicks off the urge to shop?
Okay, for me personally, let's say I'm having a long day and I'm just stressed. I have a KFC addiction. So let's say having a rough day and I'm going through it, then I know that, you know what, at the end of this day I'll go to KFC and buy myself some KFC before I go home to make myself feel it's a situation of stress. Sometimes you are bored or you are lonely or boredom in general, and then at times it can also be an emotion. Let's say someone treats you badly and you're just sad and feeling down, then you're like, okay, what can I do for myself to make myself feel better? That's when you see someone just someone emotionally spending. But then sometimes emotional spending can also be tied to comparison, especially with social media influencers and all these public figures that you see online. Because you see someone bought a particular item and you feel like they are going far, not knowing how much they earn and where they get their source of income from and whether it's legit or not, can also trigger you into emotional spending because you're like, oh, why is it that I'm 20, but she's also 20, but she's always out at restaurants.
Yeah.
So why don't I take my money and take myself out, not knowing that the percentage of the income that you're spending, you are probably spending 50% of your income on that dinner or that lunch, while that person is possibly just spending 5% or 2% because they earn more money than you. Of course, sources of income can be legal or illegal, but then I think you get what I'm saying.
Yeah. So what feeling are you chasing with the purchase? Is it relief? Is it excitement? Or a sense of control or something else entirely?
Mostly excitement and a sense of control, as well just feeling like you've done something or you've rewarded yourself. I don't know, it's just a feeling that comes with it.
But it's a good feeling.
Yeah, but it's a good feeling. You're like, oh, okay, it's a bad feeling when I spend my money on food and then the food is not nice. Then I'm like, oh, yeah, this is not worth it. This is not worth it, but then at times it's just a feeling of excitement, man, and having a sense of control that, you know what, I'm reclaiming my joy by buying this thing for myself.
Yeah. So how long does the good feeling, there's also another name for it, which is called the dopamine hit. So how long does the good feeling or the dopamine hit from the purchase actually last before you crash again? Because we know that when you are emotionally purchasing, it's just a gratification in that moment. Eventually, it's not going to last. Eventually, it's going to fade out. So how long does it last before you crash again?
Yeah, I love the fact that you brought up dopamine.
Yes, so dopamine hit.
The psychological element of it also comes in emotional spending. So, honestly, it does not, like, the emotional spending aspect of things, you buying yourself a new bag, you buying yourself KFC, you buying yourself a new dress or a new pair of shoes, honestly, it doesn't last, because once you're done consuming that food, or once you come with that bag home and you put it into the cupboard, the satisfaction or that good feeling disappears. Often at times, emotional spending comes as a result of someone trying to cover up something that they are going through. Let's say with me, maybe I'm stressed that day, but I didn't address the stress or why I'm currently stressed or come up with a solution to the stress. I just decided to buy myself food. But then the food doesn't take away the problem, but the food also makes me feel better or think better to come up with solutions to my problem.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think there's just that element of, with emotional spenders like myself, it's just a thing of recognizing that, yes, I have this habit. I need to make a great income to sustain it, but then I also need to come up with solutions to my problems. I cannot be running from it. Like the same way people run to alcohol and drugs, it's just a big way. It's just a bit better compared to the rest, but you get what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. So how has emotional spending affected your long-term financial goals, like saving, if you have any? I believe most of us, you said you are a student, so I'm not sure. But I know most of us, we do have savings here and there, even though they might not be long-term financial goals. So probably maybe I should rather ask you, how has emotional spending affected, you know, like your savings?
I would say not necessarily. The thing with me is I always make sure my expenses are covered.
Mm-hmm.
And even I make sure that for the month I already bought my cosmetics, I already withdrew my cab money, and I already have it with me.
Mm-hmm.
Then the things that I have to spend, I can spend. And I'll only spend within those means that I currently have. If the money for emotional spending, the funds are depleted, we wait for the next month, so we start again.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, I try to adopt a principle of financial literacy and just being responsible with my money.
Mm-hmm.
I know that I have this habit. Yes, it is a bad habit, but then I try to control it. I won't go out and buy something that I cannot afford.
Yeah.
I tell myself, I cannot buy something twice or three times, then I cannot afford it.
So for you, the rewarding process usually accommodates something you can afford. It never goes beyond something you cannot afford.
Yes, because sometimes it can be me buying myself sweets, maybe after a lesson.
Mm.
It can be me passing by town and buying myself ice cream when I cannot afford KFC. But I can afford three ice creams, so meaning that I can afford that one ice cream for myself.
Yeah.
So it's just a matter of what is this? Managing your finances. And I know this habit creep up to, I don't know, this lecturer of mine who told us that, you know, if you don't learn how to manage your finances now, they'll creep up to you when you get into the corporate realm. Because right now as a student, let's say you are earning $1,000 or you have $1,000 monthly.
Mm-hmm.
If you can manage that $1,000 right now, when you get $10,000 per month, you won't be able to make it through.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't have those principles or that financial discipline. So it's just a matter of setting aside a budget for leisure activities to make yourself feel better. And when the budget for leisure activities is depleted, then you just look for other coping mechanisms. That can be journaling, that can be coloring, painting. There are so many habits that you can adopt, even watching a new series. Just to treat yourself or to deal with the type of stress.
Mm. So what is the feeling that follows after an emotional purchase? Is it guilt? Is it shame? Is it regret? You know, and how does that feeling sometimes lead you right back into the spending cycle?
I honestly don't have guilt or regret.
After an emotional purchase, right?
Yes, I don't, because I'm like, I deserve it. I work very hard for my money.
Yeah.
Like, I have a few side hustles, and I'm like, if I've worked this hard, I do deserve this money at the end of the day. So there's no form of regret or whatsoever, unless maybe I buy something and then it does not live up to my expectations. Mm. Let's say I bought a meal, but then the KFC, for example, and then the KFC, please sponsor me. Maybe the chicken is not properly cooked, obviously. Then yeah. Or maybe I ordered something and then I got something that I didn't order, but I'm already out of the mall or out of the shop and I cannot go back and return it. Mm. Or let's say I bought a new pair of shoes, then 2 days from then it was decides to tear apart or the quality is not just good.
Yeah,
then,
it's poor.
Then you're like, okay, you feel a bit of regret. But honestly, there's no form of regret. I think with women as well, like we need to shop.
Yeah, because you know we are emotional beings, right? Like in a day, a woman can go through, I don't even know how many emotions you will experience as a woman in one day.
Yes, even with emotional spenders, it can also be a matter of, let's say, your menstrual cycle, like yeah. your lady days are coming about. Obviously, those cravings and whatever will drive that emotional spending. You won't even know until your period comes and you're like, oh, the reason why I was going through this is because of this.
Yeah, definitely.
So, there's also that element to consider.
Mm.
Women are very multifaceted.
Very, very much. We are complex beings. But then it's like our counterparts, they never want to understand that. So has your spending ever caused a serious disagreement, either with a partner or a family member?
You see the thing that I told you about it. I'm financially literate. Like I read about finances. I have information on how to spend my money.
Mm-hmm.
So I never go beyond my means. Like I spend within my means. I make sure that my needs are catered for. So that let's say in the middle of the month, I'm not running to my mother, a cousin or a friend to say, hey, can you please give me cab money to go to school because I spent my money on an emotional purchase.
Mm.
No. So I just make sure my needs are catered for. I don't know. I don't like inconveniencing people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just don't understand the concept of, let's say, you and your friend are earning the same salary.
Yeah.
And then you decide to mess
Ask
up.
Ask your friend.
Yeah, mess up and do whatever you want with your money. Then you want to come borrow someone's money to cater for your mistakes. So the other person must suffer through the month because of you.
Mm.
Like, this doesn't make sense, Shem. Like, I just don't understand the whole principle. Like, you must live with your own consequences and figure it out. Figure it out. Of course, there'll be moments. It's just a matter of trial and error as an adult, but you need to learn how to manage your money.
Mm-hmm.
Because one day you have kids, you have school fees, you have sports clubs and all these things to pay for, and you need to make sure that all of them are met.
So was there ever a time where you purchased something and then you deeply regretted it afterwards? What did you do eventually with that item you purchased?
Let me just think for a bit.
Or maybe it seems like you are on point with your purchases. You don't have regrets.
The thing is, I think through my purchases, I don't know.
Yeah.
Before I decide to treat myself at 5 o'clock, I thought of it from 5 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I've made a SWOT analysis in my mind to check the strengths, the weaknesses, the opportunities and the threats.
Mm-hmm.
So I just think things through, man. But then there was a time I bought dresses, but I never ended up wearing those dresses, Shem.
Mm.
Oh, I did, but then I don't like them as much as I like them when they were in the shop. I don't know how to say it. But yeah, I think that's the only thing I regretted. But overall, I always think things through.
Yeah.
I'll think things through, like, okay, what are the side effects or what can go wrong if I purchase this?
Mm.
Also, I make use of return policies. If I'm unhappy with an item,
then you take it back.
Yes, if people must also understand. Let's say an item is on sale, and they wrote a certain price, and you budgeted for that certain price, and then you go to the till, and then the price is higher. I'll say, oh, okay, I'll take back this item. I cannot afford it because it's higher. And also, we should learn or normalize asking like clerks and tellers that, hey, this item is on sale. Why are you, like, it's sort of some form of false advertising or something to say that it's this amount, and then when I come to the till, it's another amount.
Mm.
So it's just a matter of speaking up for yourself as well. To say, okay, you know what? The fact that I came to the till and it's this price, you know what? I cannot afford it. It's fine.
Mm. So was there ever a point in your life where you realized that I need to take control of this habit?
Yes, especially recently.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I spend this money, yes, I do have savings, but I could save more if I didn't spend as much.
Yeah.
So I reduced my purchase. Let's say I used to eat streetwise too, maybe 4 times a week or 3 times a week. I reduced it to 1 a week. To make it easier for me to save money. So every time I put money aside into my savings pocket or my 32-day account to keep the money there so that I cannot touch it. So I know that, okay, this month I'm trying to save this much and I'm only going to spend this much.
Mm.
So it's a matter of just planning around your finances. Also, as human beings, we have financial goals as well. Let's say, you wrote on your vision board that, oh, by the end of this year, I want to save 10K. And that 10K that you want to spend, you want to save to spend in December or to spend on something that you really want, will only come about if you take the active decision to save or to just monitor your financial habits.
Mm.
So I write everything down. I have a journal where I write my financial spending. That, okay, I got this amount. Let's say I got meet this amount during the month. Then I write down everything that I spend it on. Then I keep on monitoring. And I feel like, when I feel like something is taking too much, then I cut off on it.
Mm. Well, that's actually very, very thoughtful. So what is one strategy or a simple rule that has actually worked for you? To stop an impulsive buy, if there was ever any such a moment.
There was a time I was like on a high, like every single day I was spending money.
Mm.
So, you know, I was like, you know what? I'm only going to take cab money to go home and to come back. And I'll leave my cards at home. Meaning that when that feeling comes and I'm eating, my app, obviously, let's say when you are taking cable or something, you don't have internet, access to internet or whatsoever. I don't have Apple Pay and I also don't have my card linked to my phone.
Yeah.
So that habit of just leaving my cards at home makes it easier for me. Because I'm like, I see something I really want, but I'm like, I don't have my card. I don't have my card and I cannot afford it. So, yeah. It's just that habit.
I think that actually works for most of us.
Yeah, I'm like,
it does.
I'm not walking around with my card if I don't have the money to spend. Because you are there in the moment, you are excited, and then when you come home, you are like, change for next week.
You bought things you did not mean to buy.
Yeah.
Hmm. That also actually works for me. So now I came up with a strategy because I realized that at some point, I was emotionally spending here and there. And then I was like, okay, so what you are going to do now, ma'am, is that when you leave the house, you only take the exact amount of taxi money you will need in the day. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. If there's anything that I need to buy, if there's any need that arises, I will make sure that I also carry the exact amount for whatever I'm going to buy. If it's salt or if it's cooking oil or vegetables, I will take the exact amount just to avoid this emotional spending. Because I've seen it. If I accidentally have my card on me,
You are a baller, big spender.
Ah, my dear, I'm a big spender. That day.
you get a drink.
Everybody gets a drink. So do you have any activities that do not involve money that you now try to do when you feel the emotional urge to spend?
I started watching a lot of, like, TV shows, series.
Yeah.
I paint. I also, what is this? I have a coloring book. One of my friends bought me a coloring book for my birthday. So, yeah, like, I use that. Like, when I feel stressed and stuff, it just helps to clear the mind.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know with the coloring book, but I have seen a lot of people use it as a strategy.
Mm.
Yeah, to, you know, fight stress or anxiety or things like that.
It helps with anxiety as well.
Mm-hmm.
I've gone for therapy, and those were some coping mechanisms that my therapist gave me.
Mm-hmm.
So I also, I don't know, just taking the active decision to say that, you know what, I'm masking this. And yeah. I need to come up with positive coping mechanisms to help me through this problem of emotional spending.
Yeah.
But also one solution to emotional spending would be get a lunchbox, guys. Also, hunger drives emotional spending. As well. Because now, like, you are hungry, but now you say, okay, I'm going to buy myself KFC.
Mm.
All of a sudden, you are also going to Sears. All of a sudden, are also going elsewhere again.
Mm.
So it's a matter of monitoring your habits, like monitoring your habits and also finding positive coping mechanisms for yourself. Some people, it can be running. You know what? Every single time I'm stressed, let me go for a jog.
Yeah.
Let me stretch. Let me join a support group. There are so many things that you can do to just better yourself as an individual.
Mm.
So you cannot find yourself in the same cycle. And you know, with emotional spenders, the excuse we often give is, you know what, at least I'm not being drugged or not alcoholic. But you are also spending money, a lot of money, and it's also bad.
Yeah. So last but not least, for someone listening right now who feels overwhelmed and also stuck in this cycle of emotional spending, what is the single most important piece of advice or help you can offer them?
I would say self-compassion, like just be compassionate to yourself, be kind to yourself, but also establish boundaries with yourself and positive coping mechanisms. As I mentioned, like, you know what, if you don't have the money, leave your cards at home.
Mm.
Leave your cards at home, even if your friends are like, oh, let's go from work to somewhere to go buy food, Kapana, for lunch. You know that what? I didn't come with money. I packed a lunchbox and I'm able to cater for the meals that I currently have, and I cannot afford whatever the other people are having. You must practice self-control and also find positive coping mechanisms. Sometimes you are running away from a psychological problem or just an issue that you have.
Mm.
You see, like, there are some people who cannot have, who are not confrontational or cannot have an honest conversation with someone. So when you're stressed, you decide to walk out and decide to start binge eating.
Yeah.
Or you decide to start spending a lot of money just on random stuff because you feel sad and you're trying to fill a void inside you. But also cultivating a relationship with God is also very important, so that when the stress hits you, when the anxiety hits you, the boredom or the loneliness, you know what? I can call on my Father in heaven.
Yeah.
I can just utter a short prayer to say, oh God, please help me. Please help me. I don't have the money. I don't want to do this. Please help me with this problem that I'm currently facing, especially with stress and anxiety.
Mm.
Because those two are sort of uncontrollable. Like, they just come. One day you are having a good day. When you come to work, there's a problem. You're in meetings, or maybe you got a warning. You see, then you are stressed when you decide to emotionally spend.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, those are just habits that you can possibly establish.
Well, thank you so much for joining us this beautiful Sunday, Josephine. From me, Abigail, I'd like to wish you a very productive week ahead of you.
Likewise, Abigail, I honestly enjoyed the conversation and wish the listeners took something away from it. And yeah, man, like, it's a very insightful topic, especially right now because it's end of the month.
Yes.
And some people, they came in with big money beginning, what is this? End of the week, and now the weekend is over, beginning of the weekend, and now the weekend is over and the money is done.
It's also done.
You only have kept money for the month.
Yeah. And this is what I was saying on Friday that, you know, okay, it's a nice thing to get paid on Friday, but it's also a terrible thing because usually a salary that comes in on a Friday, it also, you know, by the end of the weekend, it's also done. Yeah. And this is even how this conversation also came about. Like, okay, let's talk about emotional spending. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Abigail, for the platform as well. To just air my opinion openly as well on the matter. And hopefully I will also take my tips as well and use them more when I'm when I get the itch to spend. Yeah.
No, thank you so much. Any particular song you'd like me to play for you this beautiful Sunday?
Does it have to be local or...
It has to be a Sunday jam, adult contemporary. You know, Sundays are for lovers kind of song.
Sundays are for everyone, not just lovers. Vogue released an article saying that having a boyfriend is embarrassing.
Now, what should people have, husbands or what?
God husbands, their argument was to say that in the past, having a boyfriend was
embarrassing.
Was an achievement as a growing woman, but right, a kid having children and having a relationship does not equate to a woman's success, or it doesn't depict a woman's success.
Yeah, definitely. We do live in a different time, that's for sure. And that sounds like another conversation we could actually have one of these good Sundays. Just hold on. There's a caller on the other line.
Okay.
Okay. Hello.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine.
I know the voice.
Maybe.
Definitely not the voice.
I understand yesterday it happened, eh?
Yes, oh, it was very nice.
Where you went?
Yeah, it was really nice. There was Zambezi night last night, Meshi. I'm sure you saw.
Yeah, I saw.
Yes.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Oh, she's still on the line also?
Yes, she's still on the line.
Okay.
Yeah, but we can let her go if you don't have any questions for her.
I think I have my own contribution also.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Meshi, bye-bye.
Bye.
Yes. All right, but then you did not mention the musician, the one who was there also.
The musician.
Yes, who was he?
Or the Zambian musician.
Yes.
It was Dreams.
Dreams.
Yes. Imama Mankole.
Oh.
Do you know me? You know who I am, Iwe. It was him.
Imama Mankole.
Yes.
Well, you danced for almost 5 hours.
Oh my goodness. It was so nice. My niece is in so much pain right now. I don't even know what to do.
Yes, coming to your topic, yeah?
Yes.
Emotional spending. This is the type of expenditure which one did not plan for. And mostly it's been driven by feelings. Either by the feelings of happiness or by the feeling of sadness. So sometimes when one is sad, some they even opt to start drinking beer. Are we together, Abigail?
Yes, I am. I'm here. I'm listening.
Yeah, and then some, they opt to start drinking beer, drinking a lot of beer, having a lot of expenditures on the beer, on the alcohol. And some, they also even do intake also drugs.
Yeah.
For them to take away that feeling also. And again, coming to the other point, it was on the point of sadness. As I said, that sometimes these emotions, some people do get rid out of out of those emotions, out of those sadness.
Yeah.
By drinking beers or even by drinking by taking drugs for them to feel good.
Yeah.
Yes, but when you intake drugs, these are temporal things. It's a temporal feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Just maybe 2-3 days. Yeah, also
not even 2-3 days, because drugs in the system, they do not last. I don't think they last more than 12 hours. So it's just a feeling that you feel in that moment, and then that's it. When it wears off, or when your body dissolves it, there's going to be a need now that is going to arise to have another fix.
Yeah, it's true. Yes. So when it comes to happiness, so sometimes, anyhow, one cannot budget for emotional spending.
Yeah, no, you can never budget for emotional spending.
Yes, because these are feelings which normally happen unexpectedly.
Yeah.
That's why it's called the emotional spending.
Yeah, unless if you realize that I have a problem of emotional spending, and then probably in a month I'm going to be putting aside a certain amount, if it's a 200 or a 300, in case the rise of me spending, shows up, and then I know that there's this amount that I can use. Maybe.
Yes, maybe that way.
Yeah, maybe that way.
Yes. It was good today. At least I got on to your show.
I was actually very humbled when I heard your voice. I was like, oh, I know this voice. Very, very nice. And Sha, give me a thumbs on that. And Sha.
But I go by my name of Lelayanya. When
one is going up. Then so you know that in school, as most in years and for kung hani in zone afa moya fa and zvikuriki. Then so you know that in zviraku how kamba mahoza maya. Kako di dingwele laka then dishungu skuri hani kamba mahulu have out marizazi. Mwendini zamaira hul fama stairs ingeni akwa hari mungeni afa fast lu tuanga hulu tukuluri.
Ki ascending.
Ascending. Skua status. Skua.
When you go up, you ascend.
When you go up, you are ascending. Spadi, let's go on that.
Okay. We do mellow.
Ensha.
We do mellow. Teresa.
Ensha.
Sangwe.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
22 past the hour of 5 o'clock. Well, it is a really good Sunday. I would say that it's a good Sunday, you know. Vamasule is listening in Zambezi, in Goma, and he just called in to share with us his contribution, even though we did not ask him what his trigger is, or if he is an emotional spender. I would have liked to hear that. Does he spend emotionally or not? So we will continue after the musical break. 23 past the hour 5, we will go for a musical break. And I will see you that is on the other side. Do not go away. Here is Sounds of Bryan Adams on this one that is titled All for Love. After the short break.
Wapumbwa Eva Tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweko tete opoye ekukurile oshafa fana nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana onongeshe fa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano
okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna ebito danjuka okukwetera oipindi konu konda doi nawa nune udo otukwetera o special ange tashake ngejefa omarudi dayo loka opone ushendife nawa nukumona oijamwiri nawa ninge pata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM onore tatuimwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ile konderewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu batatu oma filane Eagle FM the eye.
When it's love you give,
I'll be your man of good faith.
When in love you live,
I'll make a stand, I won't break. I'll be the rock you can lean on. Be there when you're old, to have and to hold.
When there's love as a reason why. I'm
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
So not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. Mm. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past. Mm. And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Tune in every Sunday from the hour of 4 to the hour of 6 on the crossover with me, Abigail, a show where we dive into timely topics that shape our lives every Sunday when we start off a new week. It is 23 minutes to the hour of 6. You are listening to Sounds of Cindy Lauper. Yes, I don't know why her name is trying to escape from my tongue, but it is Time After Time by Cindy Lauper. So today is the first Sunday in the month of November 2025. A very good afternoon to you wherever you are listening from. And I hope the weather that side is as lovely as it is this side. So when I was coming to work earlier on, it was a bit sunny, even though I could see clouds here and there. But now I can see that the clouds are actually getting together. So we never know. It might rain. Mm-hmm. And we've also had that rain this year. Looks promising, even though the chances are like 50-50. Yeah, it might rain, or it might rain. Yeah, so positive expectations. I've also spoken to a few people who I know they engage in farming, and they've also agreed with the predictions of this year's rain season, that it might actually rain. So today's discussion is emotional spending. Maybe you were not here from beginning of the show, and you just happened to join in. Today we are talking about emotional spending, and this is an emotion that is driven. It is spending that is driven by emotions. Now we will look at how you can identify emotional spending, right? Realizing when spending is emotionally driven is the first step to managing it. So when you realize that, I actually emotionally spend me. Yeah, I do emotionally spend. So that is the first step that is going to assist you in managing it. So you could keep a spending log and also being aware of behavioral patterns, you know. Analyzing the reasons behind purchases are mostly useful ways to make such an identification. As for me, I have realized that I do not necessarily spend when I'm feeling down or low. Mm-mm. When I'm stressed or I'm anxious or something is just not right, I don't spend. That's one thing I've realized. I have a weakness of spending when it comes to achieving things or when I'm in excited mood, I will definitely emotionally spend. That's one thing I've realized. In most cases, when I sit and think about when and where did I emotionally spend, it's mostly when I was excited about something or I was happy about something. And then there's this feeling of rewarding yourself. In most cases, when it comes to emotional spending, it's just you as an individual rewarding yourself. There's a mosquito here that bit me. I don't even know how it bit me. These mosquitoes, they are very, very, very disrespectful. If I catch it, it's dead. Yes. So now, when it comes to you identifying your emotional spending and also trying to manage it, like I mentioned, you could have a detailed spending log. You being aware of your daily spending, regularly reviewing these records can allow you to identify patterns and recognize if certain spending is related to emotional responses, right? And also self-assessment before making a purchase. Before making a purchase, assess your emotional state. If you are going through a time of emotional sensitivity, the decision may be influenced by your feelings rather than an actual need, and which is actually very true. I've been in instances where I self-assess before making a purchase, to be honest. If I find myself in a shop holding something that I was not even thinking of buying or purchasing at all, I will do a self-assessment and ask myself, okay, how are you feeling emotionally right now, Abigail? And if I realize that I'm just too excited, the day was too happy, I achieved something, then I'll tell myself, you are actually just going through a time of emotional sensitivity. So you do not need this thing you are trying to purchase at the end of the day. And then this is where I would end up not making a purchase after self-assessing, realizing that it's just emotions. Because also, as well as you know, Josephine mentioned this. Josephine mentioned this fact that naturally as women, we are just emotional spenders. And this reasoning is emanating from the fact that women have so many varying emotions that they go through during the day. And it's even worse when they are at that time of the month. We all know where the cycle is about to change and maybe you're about to have your periods. It's for women, that is somehow the most excruciating time in their lives because you honestly don't know what is going on. I remember there was a time, I don't know if I've shared this story on air. I'm not sure. I think I have shared this story on air. So it was last year, December. Indeed, last year, December, I was going through some stuff, right? But then it's things that I had made peace with, so they were not bothering me the way I was feeling that day. So that particular day, I just woke up and the mood was just extremely bad. Like I don't even know how to describe how I was feeling. And then I remember I even reached out to my cousin and I was telling her like, I don't know what's going on, but man, today the way I'm feeling, it's Luckily, I was not having money to drag myself to town to go shop because I believe if I had money in that moment, I would have gone to town and definitely go buy something for myself because emotionally, I was not in a good state. Just to wake up the next morning and then my periods were here. And then I was like, damn, man. Why must we always go through this as women? So it was just my period, colleagues. I was not depressed. I was not anxious. I was not stressed. But I cannot describe to you the feeling that I was having the previous day before I saw my periods. So women, naturally, they are emotional spenders. And I would advise us to always, always do a self-assessment before we do a purchase. So ask yourself, do you need this? Is this decision influenced by my feelings right now rather than an actual need? And also scrutinizing impulse purchases. You need to pay special attention to impulse purchases. If you find that you are buying certain products or services for no good reason, you are probably being influenced by passing emotions. Hello.
Hello, Abigail.
Yes. And I'm Tostrani. There's a mosquito that bit me here and I want to report it to you.
But ours on the other side there. This one, they don't have...
I know they don't have malaria, but I don't like them biting me.
But they are painful, you know, they irritate. Once they bite you, you feel like scratching, and even you scratch where they bite, and then the other side is scratching again.
Very much. And I just killed it now as you are speaking to me.
No, you did very well.
I'm so proud.
I don't know whether you got to, we have mercy on you for killing that.
Yes, talk to me.
So now, yes, this point where you just ended now.
Yes.
I think that thing needs to be very much considered, even in our policy making structure. Because you see that I know different women experience emotional pain during that period.
It's not necessarily emotional pain. It's just emotions that you cannot describe.
You know what? Whenever there is time, I discover that some of my girls, during this time, when I was responsible, daddy, please, can you bring along the stay-free?
Yeah.
On the Panado.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them will ask you, okay, daddy, do you have some Panado? When you hear some of these things, you know, this is my time now, that is it.
Yeah, it's that time.
So it's not pain as such, because it's a natural thing, but to other women, it does pain.
Yeah, no, to other women, it's really pain. It's a lot of pain.
And this is where I come in now. I think that there is also some police consideration to be made.
Mm.
For example, and even at work, you see people coming and they have a different mood, and it's not necessary that they are unhappy with you, they are annoyed or whatever, just the mood of that particular period.
Yeah.
And one might observe and discover that this person just needs some kind of
space.
Space. And this is now the time where you have some kind of harassment. Sometimes you just come. Hey, what is the work that I gave you yesterday or the day before yesterday? You have not yet done it. And this person is now going through that, you understand? Mm. So even though you are talking about emotional spending, but I'm just coupling it with this one because it might also, I don't know how, even myself, I do.
Do you do emotional spending?
Yeah, sometimes you do that.
What triggers
just
it?
Because of excitement.
Is it?
Because you feel you have money at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes also with some pride. Not really pride, but it comes with a lot of things, you know?
Yeah.
But you buy in the shop because without writing any budget, some any item down. I always tell people, so write the thing down. Because if you go inside there, like the way I do it, you end up buying things that are not even necessary.
Yeah.
That are not essential. So now you are spending just because your emotion, these things are enticing you. Maybe it's a chocolate.
Mm.
And you know chocolate is also not good enough. But because of the emotion, maybe you think, if I buy these things, and then I just feel like, you know. And you are imagining that level. I mean, that space. During that space and things like that. And you just spend.
Mm.
But these things were not essential. They were not really need. You just want. So going inside the shop without jotting down few items that you are really, that you are really needed. So it also comes with that thing. Find yourself in a group of people.
Yeah.
And then so people are buying. People are spending. They say now they are just buying this thing for entertainment and things like that. So you might end up making very uninformed decision in that moment.
Mm.
Even though you are satisfying some kind of need within yourself, but it was not necessary. You only realize it when you are now sober. And you say, but these things that I spend on, wasn't you could have waited for some time.
It was unnecessary.
So I think when I listened to your conversation with your colleague, yeah, your friend, what's her name? No, Josephine.
Yes, Josephine.
So some of those things really help us, especially who are not literacy.
Financially.
Literate.
Mm.
So we do spend like that, and we also need some guidance as to when I spend now this money in this thing, is it just to satisfy a need or a want? Is it driven by emotion, by just feeling, an issue of that? But before you realize something, so you have already spent.
Mm.
So it's just a good thing that we really need to put our emotion in check, to just regulate them properly, to go in line with align them with our income. Because
yeah.
Many times we go and spend more than what we have. I mean, you know, you spend more than your expenditure. I mean, your income, actually. Is it income? Yes.
Mm-mm.
Your income. Mm-mm. So now you spend beyond what you can afford. At the end of the day, when your calculation comes, you want to make up a budget, monthly budget, the things are not matching, are not balancing.
Hmm.
So a lot of things, especially if you do not make a budget, you end up spent emotionally. So, Abigail,
help us.
This makes things sometimes crossover to help us to reflect on our spend, our decision that we make on day-to-day life. So I wish you a blessed week ahead.
Same to you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
I just wanted to call quickly before the game. No, games are on.
People yeah, are I know games are on. Definitely, I know.
But today's games are very crucial.
Which teams? Is my team is not playing today, right?
I think your team was Hamati. The day yesterday.
No, yesterday I was busy. Yesterday I was very busy.
So this was just Newcastle and others, but we are waiting for the exciting game for this Man City and the other team.
Uh-huh.
But I think there are still good teams that are coming. But for you, you are on duty. You have to save the nation there.
Yes.
So keep on. We'll update you.
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay, madam.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Now, finally, let's look at how you can bring emotional spending under control. So these are just a few things you could do. But if you know that you have an emotional spending problem, you might need to do more research and have information based on how you can bring it under control, right? That is if you fail as an individual, you yourself, to bring emotional spending under control. Because as for me, you know, I've come up with tactics that are now in place to avoid emotional spending. Like I mentioned, the fact that on a daily basis now I just take the exact taxi amount that I need in that day. That's it. If it's $39 that I'm going to spend in a day, I'm taking $39. If it's $52 that I'm going to spend in a day, I'm taking $52. Nothing less, nothing more. And if I know that I need to go buy salt for the house, or I need to go buy oros for the house, I am going to get that exact money to go buy whatever is needed. And then that's it. So this is how I have actually regulated, you know, my emotional spending and bringing it under control. I do not keep my bob cards around me because I know the moment I have the bob card around me and I feel some sort of hunger, I am heading to a shop where they sell food and I'm going to buy food that I was not supposed to buy in the first place. So when it comes to effectively controlling such spending, involves adopting conscious practices, setting monthly spending limits, defining realistic financial goals, and also developing thoughtful approach to purchasing decisions. So are effective methods for controlling emotional spending. And here are some tips on how to efficiently manage emotional spending. So you could try to set an emotional budget, like I was mentioning earlier on with Vamasule, even though he was saying that you cannot necessarily budget for emotional spending. But you could actually define clear limits for spending that is often influenced by emotions by allocating a specific amount to see these areas. You avoid impulsive excess and encourage more conscious decisions. And this is sometimes that I also do if I find that that month, you know, the spendings are not too much. I still have excessive amount of money that is remaining. What I would do, I will just put even a 300 aside to say, okay, in case a craving arises somewhere or in case something needs to be purchased, emotionally, there's this amount that is not going to interfere with the budget. You could also implement the 24-hour rule that before making a major emotion-driven purchase, wait at least 24 hours. So this time for reflection can give you the perspective you need to assess whether the purchase is a real need or just a momentary emotional response. This also works. I do it sometimes. If I have to buy something and I don't necessarily need to buy that thing, I will give myself 24 hours. You know, just to go sleep it over and see if the next day when I wake up, I'll still feel the same way. So that can also, you know, bring emotional spending under control. And also delay the gratification. Focus on long-term rewards rather than instant gratification. So by postponing certain purchases or pleasures for the future, you can reduce the influence of emotions on your financial decisions. And work toward more meaningful goals. right? And also leverage technology. Guys, we live in a technological era. So we always, always need to leverage our technology when it comes to either finding solutions to our problems, you know, because there are apps that can actually, you know, monitor your spending. There are also virtual financial advisors and budgeting platforms, which can be great allies in managing emotional finances. So these tools, they shed light on spending patterns and also give you personalized guidance, right? So they are a lot. They are honestly a lot. If you know that you are an emotional spender and you struggle with, you know, spending emotionally, you can actually try to use these apps that can help you when it comes to monitoring your spending and also give you financial advice, and also just, you know, help you with your budgets. And also there was a time we spoke about budgeting as a very important aspect in our lives right here on the crossover. I think it was last year, if I'm not mistaken, when we spoke about budgeting, which is very important. So in conclusion, controlling emotional spending is critical to cultivating sound financial health. With awareness, early identification, and the use of appropriate tools, it can actually help you take control of your financial decisions and foster lasting economic well-being, right? Always, always remember that. And also something that I mentioned that is very important is also in identifying the problem. Because if you have a problem and you cannot identify it, sometimes that leads to you not finding solutions. But if you have a problem and you identify it as a problem, that can help you find a solution. And in this case, if emotional spending is the problem, believe me, once you identify it as a problem, it is going to help you so much, so much in trying to find ways on how you can mitigate this problem. So it is 6 o'clock on the dot. This brings us to the end of today's crossover on this Sunday, the 2nd of November. Yeah, it is the 11th month. We will see what it has in store for all of us before we get to the month of December. And this is where I say my lovely goodbyes to you. Until next Sunday, same time, same place, it is adios. I wish you a productive week ahead. And let's stop spending emotionally, or let's try to bring it under control. Leaving you with the sounds of the dream on this one titled Fruition. Like I mentioned in the show, I kept on saying fruition, fruition. I don't know what was happening, but it seems like the word was just on my tongue today. And then I remember there's this song that I love a lot that is titled Fruition, and it is by The Dream. Ciao, ciao. When you need
fruition.